Marshall.
This is in Romans.
Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter 8. Romans 8 verse 28.
Romans 8, verse
28. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
这一段圣经告诉我们
This Bible verse teaches us the principle that we as Christians must conduct ourselves in this world. First, the verse starts by saying, all things work together. And these all things include things that are successful or things that are unsuccessful.
互相效力就是到最后啊对我们会是会有帮助的
And they work together for good to us at the end.
我们知道我们没有办法阻止事情的发生
We know that we may be powerless to prevent something from happening.
因为很多事情不是我们一个很
Because many things are out of the control of lowly human beings.
但是有一件事情我们可以控制的。
But there is one thing that we do have some control over.
就是我们怎么在生活当中回应神让它发生的一些事情。
And that is how we respond to things respond to God in things that happen in our lives.
那我们怎么回应会决定这些事情对我们是不是有帮助?
And how we respond to these things can determine whether or not these things are good or beneficial for us.
如果每一件事情发生，我们都坚持一个原则，就是我要爱神。
If in whatever that happens, we keep hold fast the principle that I will love God.
那事情的终局会强如事情的起头
Then the end of the matter will be greater than its beginning.
也就是说到最后不好的事情对我们来讲也是有帮助的
In other words, things that turn out not as we expected in the end will still benefit us.
所以会让我们做基督觉得这个真的太奇妙了
So as Christians, we find this is quite fascinating.
神是美善的
God is good.
神是全备的
God is all powerful.
神是众光的泉源
And God is the source of all light.
只要我们用神喜欢的方法来回应我们所遇到的事情，到最后对我们都是有帮助。
As long as we're willing to respond to the things that when in God's way, then all things that happen to us will be beneficial for us.
那很多事情到最后发现对我们是有败坏，原因是因为我们的回应并不是爱神。
There are also things that happen that do not benefit us, but rather cause us destruction, and we find that that is because of our response to God.
所以万事我们常常没有办法控制
So we often have no control over the things that happen in our lives
但是爱神这是我们自己可以下决定的
But loving God is a decision that we do have control to make
那我们就从圣经的例子来看到底这个是怎么来应用在生活当中
So we'll use some instances in the Bible to see how we can apply these principles in our own lives.
因为圣经的道理是理论，但是也是很实际的。
Because the teachings in the Bible are theoretical, but it also quite practical.
在走天国的路上，我们不是第一代。
We are not the first generation to walk on this journey towards the heavenly kingdom.
已经有很多的人走在我们前面，好像云彩围绕着我们。
There are many others that have walked this road before us.
所以我们查考他们的生活，我们知道神的原则从过去、现在到将来是永远没有改变的。
So when we analyze and study their lives, we see that God's principle stands back then, now, and in the future.
第一个例子就是约瑟。
The first example is in the case of Joseph.
我们先来看创世纪的三十九章。
Now let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 39.
从三十七章开始。
Let's start from Genesis 37.
创世纪的三十七章
Genesis 37
第三节
37 verse 3，
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟的做一件彩衣。第四节
verse 4，
约瑟的哥哥见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Verse 3, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was a son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
这个地方在讲啊，约瑟成长的家庭是有问题的。
Here it describes the problems that arose in the family of Joseph.
那这个问题是他没有办法控制的。你要在什么家庭长大？这我有什么有办法控制呢？
And we see that Joseph grew up in a problematic family, and this circumstance is out of his control.
那这个问题啊，这个问题的家庭就让约瑟受苦。
And this problematic family caused suffering for Joseph.
那问题在哪里？
And where in does the problem lie?
他的爸爸雅各爱约瑟过于重子。
His father Jacob or Israel loved his son Joseph more than others.
其实雅各本身呢，他成长的环境也是有问题。
And Jacob himself also lived in a problematic family.
因为他的爸爸生以撒生以扫跟雅各。
His father bore Isaac or Esau and Jacob.
那他的爸爸妈妈各爱一个。
And the father loved one son while the mother loved the other.
结果后来变成他必须要逃到母舅的家去。
And in the end, he needed to flee to his uncle's house.
但是他并没有从这里得到一个教训。
But he did not learn any lessons from this.
等他长大了，一样，他还是偏爱他的儿子。
When he grew up, he also showed favor to one of his sons.
那有一个证据就是一件彩衣。
And this evidence of this favoritism was this tunic of many colors.
大家都没有，只有约瑟有。
No other son had it but him, but Joseph.
这个是父亲的爱。
This is the demonstration of his father's love.
但是对他的兄弟来讲，这是偏爱的证据。
But to his brothers, this was a sign of favoritism.
所以，他的哥哥就恨他。
Therefore, his brothers hated him.
就不跟他讲话。
And would not speak peaceably to him.
这是约瑟受苦的一个。潜在的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why Joseph suffered.
那接下去从第五节开始。
And following this, starting from verse 5.
这个第五节开始啊，就是神让约瑟做两个梦。
God allowed Joseph to have two dreams.
一个梦是太阳、月亮与十一个星星向他下拜。
One was that the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed down to him.
那还有一个梦就是田里的这个禾捆向他下拜。
And the other was the
第六节。
And the other were the binding sheaves in the field that were bowing down to him.
那这个也不是他自己去做出来的。
And these were not things that he did himself.
那约瑟这个人就跟他。爸爸妈妈跟他兄弟姐妹就分享这个梦。
And so Joseph shared these dreams with his family.
那这也不是他能控制的。
And this is nothing that he could control.
所以十一节，他哥哥就嫉妒他。
And in verse 11, we see that his brothers envied him.
那从十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12.
约瑟就听他爸爸的话，就去看他的哥哥。
Joseph listened to his father and went after to look after his brothers.
所以后来约瑟他哥哥本来是把他打算把他杀掉的。
And his brothers initially wanted to plot to kill him.
那其中有一个就是流便他比较有良心，他说不要了，把他卖掉好了。
And one of the brothers, Reuben, who had a conscience, he decided to spare the life of Joseph and rather sell him.
那在这个整个过程当中。
And throughout this entire ordeal,
我们发现约瑟被卖到埃及是 他没有错。
We see that Joseph was sold into Egypt without any of it being his own fault.
他是生在错误的环境里面。
He was born in an unfortunate circumstance.
他没有错。
He was not at fault.
但是没有错并不等于他不需要受苦。
But not being at fault doesn't mean that he is free from suffering.
所以他就被卖到埃及里面。
And so he was sold into the land of Egypt.
那在 波提法的家里面,
in the house of Potiphar,
连这个波提法也看出神与约瑟同在。
Potiphar also saw God's abidance with Joseph.
所以虽然受苦, 但是有一件事情让他得到安慰。
So although Joseph suffered, one thing gave him comfort.
就是神与他同在。
And that is God's abidance with him.
神的恩典跟着他。
God's grace continued to follow him.
连外邦人也看得出来。
Even the Gentiles saw.
所以他变成外邦人得恩典的一个泉源。
So he became a source where the Gentiles received blessings.
所以这是他孤单受苦当中唯一的安慰。
So this was his only comfort in this lonely life that he lived.
是从受苦，是从神来的。
And it came from God himself.
这是第一个阶段。
This was the first phase of his life.
约瑟的回应,
Joseph's response.
我们看他对兄弟到这里为止没有恨。
We see up to this point, Joseph had harbored no hatred or ill feelings towards his brothers.
他也没有做出什么很特别的回应。
He did not respond in any special way.
那现在在波提法的家里面,
And now in the house of Potiphar,
约瑟遇到第二件事情。
Joseph encountered the second thing.
这是大家都很熟悉的故事。
And this is something that this is an account that we're all familiar with.
我们看39章的第4节。
Let's read chapter 39, verse 4.
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，事后他主人，并主人派他管理一切家，所有的事都交在他的手里。
So Joseph became an overseer, and everything under the house was put under his authority.
那第6节开始啊, 波提法所有的事情都蒙福。
And in verse 6, it says that everything was blessed that Joseph that was in Joseph's hands.
那第7节开始啊, 约瑟开始面对试探。
And starting from verse 7, Joseph began to encounter temptation.
这是他主人的太太。
Which was the wife of his master,
要来试探他,
wanted to seduce him.
这个第6节最后一句说, 原来他, 英俊俊美秀雅。
The last half of verse 6 says, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance.
那其实这件事情上啊, 也没有人知道。
And actually, no one knew of this this matter.
因为是约瑟跟他主人的太太在家里。
Because only Joseph and his master's wife were the only ones in that house.
然后又是一个女人在引诱他。
And it was also the woman that was seducing him.
但是约瑟，我们看怎么面对这个试探。
But how did Joseph handle this temptation?
到最后他就逃出来。
In the end, he fled.
就把衣服留在那里。
And left his cloak or his robe in there.
他面对这个试探, 他所要做的是怎么能够让神喜欢。 面对这个试探, 他的回应就是要爱神。
And the response in this situation that Joseph made was to show love to God.
但是爱神, 结果就是受苦。
But the consequence of his love for God is that he suffered.
所以在39章的下半节,
So in the last part of last half of chapter
39, 我们看20节,
Let's read verse 20.
把约瑟下到监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方。
Joseph was put into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined.
一个爱主的约瑟被下到监牢。
Joseph, who loved God, was put into prison.
原因就是因为他不愿意得罪神。
The sole reason being that he did not want to trespass against God.
但是到这里他并没有错误。
Up until this point, he still had no fault.
所以他的受苦没有办法解释。
And so his suffering was unexplainable.
如果有神,
If there was a God,
我敬畏神,
And I worship and fear God. Why does God not protect me? And rather, I'm put into prison.
So,
The Bible says that the words of God tested Joseph.
This is
written in Psalm 106.
因为他所看到那两个异梦,
because the two divine dreams that he saw
跟他实际上的体验是不一样,
was quite drastically different than what he experienced in his life.
这个异梦就是众星要下我下拜, 那实际上我是被卖, 而且现在在监牢里面。
In his dreams, the objects in his dreams were bowing down to him, but in reality, he was sold into Egypt as a slave.
这个是对他信心的一个考验。
And this was a great test to his faith.
但是在监牢里面, 约瑟还是敬畏神。
However, in prison, Joseph continued to fear God.
虽然他曾经用一个方法来想要得到解脱,
although he tried one way to try to free himself,
就是当时有酒政做梦请他来解梦,
which was the cupbearer came to ask him to interpret a dream.
所以44章的14节, 你得好处的时候,求你纪念我,施恩于我,在法老面前替我提说,救我出这个监牢。
This is recorded in chapter 40, verse 14. It says, remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me, make mention of me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this house.
结果这个酒证一出去以后, 忘记了。
So when the cupbearer left, he completely forgot what had happened before.
所以他想要用自己的方法去解脱, 但是时候还没有到, 那个酒证把他忘记了。
So Joseph wanted to use his own ways to try to get himself out of his situation, but the time was had not yet come.
但是我们知道神在掌管一切,
and we know that God is in full control of everything,
包括人类的历史,君王都在他的掌管中,
including the history of humanity. All the kings that have ruled over this world are under his control.
那约瑟从17岁受苦, 一直到大概30岁,
Joseph suffered from the age of 17 until around 30 years old.
这个苦啊,这个十几年没有办法解释。
And this pain and suffering that he endured for this the decade or longer is inexplicable.
他没有错误,但是他受苦,没有办法解释。
He did not wrong anyone. He was instead mistreated, and it was there was no explanation for it.
但是神有时候,
but God has his own time.
所以神的时候到了,
and when God's time had come,
就很奇妙,
it was rather wondrous.
一夜之间, 法老王立约瑟为宰相,
and one night, the Pharaoh appointed Joseph as the prime minister.
我们先来看他的结论,
and let us see the conclusion of this matter.
创世纪的50章,
let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的50章,
Genesis 50.
17节,
Genesis 50, verse 17.
你们要对约瑟这样说, 从前你的哥哥恶待你, 求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶, 一直到如今, 求你饶恕你父亲仆人的过犯, 他们对约瑟说这话, 约瑟就哭了。
Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
约瑟的爸爸还在的时候,
when Joseph's father was still alive,
他的兄弟啊,没有害怕,
his brothers were not afraid.
但是约瑟的爸爸死了,
but once Joseph's father passed away, his brothers began to be afraid.
为什么?
Why?
因为约瑟很可能是看到爸爸的面子没有报复,
for they thought that Joseph perhaps was on did not show any vengeance upon them on behalf of their father.
现在爸爸死了,
but now that the father had passed away,
怎么办呢?
What are they to do?
所以就来求他们饶,求约瑟饶恕他们。
So they came to beg for forgiveness from Joseph.
那约瑟听到这个话, 他就哭了。
And when Joseph heard this, he wept.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This was a very important matter.
约瑟哭了,
Joseph wept.
我们看19节,
let's continue reading verse 19.
约瑟对他说, 不要害怕, 我岂能够代替神呢?
For Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?
所以这个约瑟对他的哥哥没有报复, 就是我没有办法代替神。
Joseph did not show vengeance towards his brothers because he knew that he was not in the place of God.
那什么叫做我没有办法代替神?
What does it mean? Am I in the place of God?
20节就解释.
Verse 20 explains this.
从前你的意思是害要害我，但神的意思原来是好的。
It says, "For as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good."
要出卖约瑟，这是人的错误。
By wanting to sell off Joseph, this was a human mistake. This was brought up from envy and jealousy.
但是到最后，约瑟看出来，人的错误也可以成全神的旨意。
But in the end, Joseph realized that human mistakes can still fulfill God's will.
所以神的意思是好的，要借着这个方法差我到埃及来。
And so God meant it for good, and so He used whatever ways was necessary to bring him back to Egypt.
所以因为这样，我岂能够代替神呢？
And so because of this, am I in the place of God?
我岂能够报复你们呢？
Can I show vengeance upon you from my own power?
虽然是不好。
Although you meant it evil against me.
但是到最后的结果,
But in the end, it was still good for Joseph.
因为整个过程里面,
for throughout the entire ordeal, Joseph still feared and loved God.
所以人的命运, 如果只要有神同在，我们做神喜欢的事。 人的命运不是人能够改变的。
And so the fate of a man cannot be changed as long as he loves God.
但是如果没有神同在,
but if God's abidance is not with him,
如果我们的回应不是神喜欢,
if our response is not pleasing to the Lord,
人的命运是可以被人改变,
then our fate, our human fate, can be changed by other human beings.
差别就在这里。
This is the main difference.
因此我们在属灵的信仰生活当中,
and so in our spiritual life,
最重要就是要有神同在,
it's most important that we have God's abidance.
再来就是我们要爱神。
And then we must love God.
我们对周围的环境，对周围的事情的回应，要神喜欢。
The way we respond to our circumstances and the environment around us must be pleasing in the eyes of God.
到最后的结论，我们会感谢神。
And in the end of the matter, we will still thank God in the end.
这是圣经的原则，这也是约瑟身上。
This is the biblical principle, and this is also what we can see from the life of Joseph.
第二个例子,
the second example.
我们来看大卫的例子。
Let's look at a case with King David.
请看撒母耳记上17章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 17.
撒母耳记上的17章。
1 Samuel 17.
45节。1 Samuel 17, verse 45。大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪，我来攻击你是靠着万军的神的名，就是你所辱骂以色列军队的神。”Then
David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.""
这个地方讲大卫要去。
Here, David was to battle Goliath.
为什么?
Why?
因为他看到哥利亚在挑战神的军队。Because
he saw that Goliath challenged the armies of Israel, God's army.
神的军队是神的选民啊，这个军队不敢出来。
But God's people, his army, was afraid to come forth.
因为哥利亚人高马大。
Because Goliath was big and strong.
大卫所要做的就是他希望神的名不要受到羞辱。
What David wanted to do was to not let the name of God to be defiled or put to shame.
他有一个很高贵的动机。
And he had a very honorable motivation,
就是为着神的名的荣耀，他要力战歌利亚。
Which is for the glory of the name of God, he was to go out to battle Goliath.
这是一个何等突出的年轻人！
This was a very exceptional youth.
他心里想的最深处是神的荣耀。
His innermost being, his innermost thoughts was all towards the glory of God.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He was a person who feared God.
他回想到他牧羊的时候，神与他同在，曾经把狮子打死。
He thought back to the time when he was shepherding, and when he encountered wild beasts, God allowed him the strength to defeat and kill them.
所以有这样的经验，他面对哥利亚，他不会怕。
So with this type of experience, he was not afraid to face Goliath.
神与我同在，我为着神的荣耀。
God's abidance is with me, and for the glory of God.
真的，一个石头就把哥利亚打死。He
killed the mighty Goliath with one stone.
以色列民的羞辱就没有了。
And Israel's shame was no more.
但是。 这是大卫受苦的开始。
But this was rather the beginning of David's suffering.
我们看撒母耳记上18章。
Let's continue reading 1 Samuel 18.
撒母耳记上18章。
1 Samuel 18.
第六节。
1 Samuel 18 verse 6.
大卫打死非利士人，同众人回来的时候，妇女从以色列的各城出来，欢欢喜喜打鼓。 唱歌跳舞迎接扫罗王。Verse
6. Now it happened as they were coming home when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine that the woman had come out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments.
你看哥利亚被打死以后，好多的人要来迎接扫罗王。
We see that many people, the multitudes came out to welcome home the king after the defeat of Goliath.
但是第七节。
But in verse 7, this was the beginning of the problem.
妇女唱歌说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。So
the women sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s.
扫罗就受不了了。And
so Saul could not bear listening to this.
因为他是一个王。
For he was a king.
怎么把千千给我，把万万给大卫？
How dare they give me thousands and to David 10,000s?
那从那一天开始，他就怒视大卫。第九节。
So from in verse 9 it says from that day Saul eyed David from that day forward.
那对大卫来讲，没有错。
To David he was not at fault.
他去杀哥利亚不是为他自己。
He did not go out to kill Goliath for his own glory.
大家都躲起来，只有他不敢冒生命的危险呢，他要。
Everybody shied and hid, but David, risking his own life, brought back glory to God.
然后第十节,
In verse 10,
恶魔神就允许恶魔降在扫罗身上,
God allowed a distressing spirit to come upon Saul.
那从那一天开始, 扫罗就要杀大卫,
From that day forward, Saul had in his heart vengeance, or he wanted to kill David.
为什么要杀大卫?
Why did he want to kill David?
因为扫罗害怕。
Because David, for Saul was scared.
Yeah, 那在15节。
And in verse 15,
扫罗见大卫做事聪明就害怕。
It says that Saul saw that he behaved very wisely and he was afraid of him.
也因为嫉妒。
And because of envy and jealousy.
所以就要杀大卫。
So he wanted to kill David.
所以对大卫来讲, 没有错啊。
David was not at fault in all of these things that happened. But he was still chased after and he had to endure a lot of suffering.
但是在整个过程当中，有一件事情很确定，就是大卫的回应是神喜欢的。
So throughout this entire ordeal, the one thing was very clear. David's response was pleasing to God.
因为大卫知道他的前途是在
Because David knew clearly that his future was in the hands of God.
你只要讨神喜欢,
as long as you are pleasing in the eyes of God, your future will be in God's hands, taken care of.
他的回应，他不敢做神不喜欢的事。
And so in his response, he dared not do something that was displeasing to God.
因为他爱神。
Because he loved God.
好，我们看《撒母耳记上》的23章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 23.
撒母耳记上的23章。
1 Samuel 23.
14节。
23 verse 14.
大卫住在旷野山寨，常常在西佛旷野的山地。扫罗天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他的手里。
And David stayed in strongholds in the wilderness and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand.
其实扫罗带很多的兵要追大卫。
And Saul brought many men to go after David.
那他为什么抓不到大卫?
But how come he could not capture David?
不是他不能,
it was not because of Saul's own inability or David's ability to escape.
这个十四节最重要是神不将大卫交在他手里，所以他就抓不到。
But the key here is, listen, verse 14, God did not deliver him into his hand.
所以有一只看不见的手其实在控制整个大卫的命运。
It is as if an invisible hand is controlling the fate of David.
那个就是神的手。
That is the hand of God.
神不交大卫就抓不到。
If God did not deliver him, Saul cannot capture him.
所以大卫对神相当有信心。
And so David had great faith in God.
相当敬畏神。
And he had great reverence for God.
我们看16节。
Let's continue reading verse 16.
扫罗的儿子约拿单起身往树林去见大卫，使他依靠神得以坚固。
Then Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God.
所以大卫知道，唯一能够解脱这个痛苦，就要坚定地依靠神。
So David knew that in order to finally free himself from this pain was to strengthen his hand in God.
神的时候到，痛苦就会解消。
When God's time comes, the pain and suffering shall go away.
那24节，24章开始。
And starting from chapter 24.
24章开始，大卫有两次可以把扫罗杀掉。
Starting from chapter 24, David had two opportunities to kill Saul.
我们看24章的。
Let's look at
24:4。跟随的人对大卫说：“神应许你说，我要将我的仇敌交在手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了，大卫就起来悄悄地割下扫罗的外袍衣襟。”第五节。Verse 5. 随后大卫心中自责，其实大卫跟扫罗同一个山洞。David
and Saul were actually in the same cave.
那扫罗藏在里面,
and Saul,
那大卫藏在里面,
David was hidden in the innermost part of the inner part of the cave.
他只要一刀下去, 他痛苦就没有了,
and as long as he just strike with his sword, all his pain would be gone.
但是这一刀下去, 这个不是神喜欢的,
but this strike of the sword is not something that would be pleasing to God.
为什么?
Why?
因为前面这个人加痛苦给他的这个是受膏者。
Because the person who is causing him all this grief and pain, he is the anointed one.
所以他不能这样做。
And so he could not do such a thing.
他就把外袍割下一个衣襟。
So he only cut off a corner of Saul's robe.
等到大卫, 扫罗离开了很远了。
And when Saul had left and quite a distance away,
大卫才告诉他,
then David called out to him.
看你的衣服是不是少了一个角?
To see, I have the corner of your robe.
我有机会杀掉你，但是我没有做这样做啊。
To show him that he had the chance to kill him, but he did not do so.
这个证明我根本对你就没有敌意。
And that he was trying to prove that he had harbored no ill feelings towards Saul.
这是第一个，所以扫罗就承认他的过了。
And so Saul acknowledged this and went his way.
那第二次。
And the second time.
他要带到扫罗的营里那里去。
He went into the camp of Saul. David went to the camp of Saul.
就把扫罗的枪, 这些武器都拿走。
And he took the spear and the other weapons of Saul.
他有机会杀掉他, 但是他没有这样做。
He had the opportunity to kill him again, but he refused to do so.
因为他爱神。
For he loved God.
所以他的回应要得到神的喜欢。
So his response was he wanted his response to be pleasing to the eyes of God.
所以到了神的时候到了。
So when God's time had come,
我们就发现扫罗越走越远。
We find that Saul departed further and further from God.
最后扫罗就战死在战场上。
And in the end, Saul lost his life on the battlefield.
那大卫就变成王了。
And David became the king.
所以这整个过程里面，从开始到结束，大卫的回应就是爱神。
Throughout this entire matter, throughout this the process, David's response was to love God.
所以他的回应是神喜欢的。
His response was pleasing to God.
所以我们发现他的命运到最后是神在带领。
So we find that his fate of his life was led by God.
所以他继续做。
And he continued to reign in his kingdom.
所以这个两个例子就告诉我们。
These two examples tell us.
我们在生活当中啊, 有很多事情真的是我没有办法控制。
In our lives, there's truly many things that is out of our control.
包括我们的家庭生活。
Including our family life.
婚姻生活。
Our marriage life.
但是不管怎样，我们的回应一定要是对的。
But no matter what happens, our response must be the correct one.
那我们就会发现很多事情到最后是对我们有帮助的。
Then we will find in the end that many things are actually beneficial for us.
但是啊，要这样回应实在是不简单。
But it is indeed not easy to respond in this way.
所以我们回来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn back now to Romans 8.
二十六节。
Romans 8, verse 26.
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans 8, 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本来不晓得应当怎样祷告，只是圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which we cannot be uttered.
所以有时候我们不是不知道对跟错。
Oftentimes, it is not that we don't know between right and wrong,
是我们做不出来。
But rather, we're unable to actually do it.
所以二十六节，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
So in 26, it says that the Spirit can help in our weaknesses.
圣灵是神的能力。
The Holy Spirit is power from God.
圣灵会让我们这里面的人刚强起来。
And it will allow our inner man, inner being, to be strengthened.
使我们能够做出神喜悦的决定。
So that we can make decisions that are pleasing.In the eyes of God,
能有神喜悦的方法来回应我们的生活的所遇到很多的困难。
We can respond in a favorable that's favorable to God, to all the different situations in our life.
而且圣灵说不出来的叹息代替我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit also makes inner groanings which cannot be uttered.
所以我们常常祷告，常常祷告，神就会带领我们的道路。
So as long as we pray constantly, God will continue to guide our footsteps.
那我们经历很多的事情之后，我们就会成长。
And when we have experienced different things, we will continue to mature.
所以有时候我们看到很多的青年啊，在成长的过程遇到很多事情。
So we see that some youths throughout their growing process, they encounter many.They face different kinds of situations.
哎，但是过这个事情过去以后啊，他可以成为别人的一个很好的帮助。
But after that matter has passed, they could become a great help for someone else.
因为他们确实对神的话有体验。
Because they had truly then experienced the words of God.
这个体验呢，能够帮助别人。
And this kind of experience can be a great help.To another person that's going through the same thing.
怎样来面对人生很多的挑战
？To see how they can face the different challenges that is before them in their lives.
所以我们能够看到神在带领我们
，So that we can see that God is continually guiding us and blessing us.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
404首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 404.